What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Reality Kingdom. We're with the real reality or whatever, period. I'm your host, Pharaoh. We're joined by our wonderful co-host, Lee. Lee, how do you feel about Cesar and Ricky winning first again?
Again? I mean, it's their spot. It's their spot, okay? You know the saying, bitch, if you ain't shitting, nigga, off the pot. Well, baby, they're going to be sitting for a while because they got diarrhea, bitch. Okay?
I know, that's right.
It's just flowing out. Okay? They're those girls. They're those girls, like, period.
I know, that's right.
And I really enjoyed this episode, too, because for the first time in a while, we got a lot of shifting. Pull up the people. Because I was really involved because I feel like we saw them kind of in the same area a lot. And he got really, really jumbled up. Now, Cesar and Ricky still ended up on top. Because when you're that girl, you're that girl.
You're that girl.
I still like that, you know, it really shook up Juan and Shane at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not busy and Sunday going home. Are we shocked?
That's predictable.
I called it.
Team Walla Walla top two, though.
I'm so happy for Walla Walla. Awesome. They eating it up. AJ and Danny are the dark horse of this season. I can see them getting the win. Because if they can sweep out to that finale, those challenges are always, I feel like, if you're a huge fan of Amazing Race, you can study and really prepare. And Danny is obviously a very prepared person. So if they can get to that final, I don't know. I see it for Walla Walla. They may be millionaires.
I see it for them, too. I'm rooting for them. But, yeah, there was a lot of shaking up. This is an interesting little result because even Juan and Shane are going into this next leg last. What's that about?
They were just at the top. They were first to the bottom.
First to last, literally. Well, I guess not last because they didn't get home, but
you know what
first
they say.
To literally the bottom. What'd they say?
Those who last will be first. Amen.
I know that's the fuck right. So we started off this episode and they were Expedia apping to Montevideo, Uruguay. It is not Montevideo.
Uruguay.
Montevideo, Uruguay. Uruguay. No?
Yeah, they did. They said it with like an accent on the episode. I don't know how to pronounce
Uruguay.
It. Ooh, you ate that.
So they were all going to Uruguay, and when they pulled up, group one was Juan and Shane and Cesar and Ricky. And we found out that Juan was feeling very terrible last night. He had a bad last night. And this is what I gotta say. Lee.
Get off of him.
Lee.
I will defend.
Lee.
What?
If you woke up the next day and you was feeling like shit, you could feel like you got hit by three buses.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear how you're feeling.
No.
I don't want to hear that you don't want to do shit. I don't want to hear that your head hurt. I don't want to hear that your body hurt. I don't want to hear that you're throwing up. I don't give a fuck.
Let me tell you something. There have been three times in my lifetime, and I remember it because it's a very excruciating pain.
Okay,
I've woke up, and I can't imagine what else it would be. But a migraine, but my head was pounding from the time I woke up to the day I went to sleep. That happened to me three times in my life.
Boom.
And I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. I didn't want to eat nothing. Boom. If that is what's happening to me, baby, I'm sorry. We're going to have to, I mean, I'm going to try my best. I'm not going to quit. I'm not a quitter. I'm not a quitter, bitch. Okay. That's what we're not going to do. I'm not going to quit on you. I wouldn't do that to you, Pharaoh.
Okay.
But I'm going to be a little tired, okay? And I understand it. I get it, Juan. It's okay. You know, sometimes you're just not.
I just feel like, be a man. Be a man. Because I don't care if your head is off and it's rolling on the ground. I need you to run. I need you to get to work. I need you to do what you need to do. This nigga the whole time, I'm just feeling so tired.
Boom, he can't be tired?
This
man has been working so hard this entire race. He can have a headache.
He can have a headache for one round. I just feel like, don't talk about it. You got a headache because you keep talking about it.
Do you have beef with Juan?
My beef is with anybody who got a headache. Or it's not just that, whatever he had.
He can't help that he had a headache.
I don't need you to be sick right now. I need you to race. And this is my thing. I feel like a lot of the times, the pain tolerance for a man is so low because they experience life without having to endure pain. Like, you know, women get monthly pain. Every fucking month, they're in pain. And men, like you said, Lee, that happened three times. Like, me, I'm not always, I'm not in pain often. So it's
I avoid pain.
I think I have a higher pain tolerance than boys, but it ain't nowhere near the pain tolerance that women have. And I feel like, for example, sure, Juan was probably in a lot of pain, especially relatively to himself. He probably was not feeling it. I understand that. I'm going to let him have
it. Get off him, exactly.
But hypothetically, I feel like if it was like Melissa or Yvonne or Busy and something, honestly, I feel like we wouldn't even heard about it this whole episode. Because I don't think, or if we heard about it, it would just be a little bit. Like, I don't think it would have been to the point where it was affecting their placement. They went to first to last. And I feel like it's because, you know, he was having some pain. But it's like, that pain tolerance got to go away, baby. Like, you're going to have to learn. Because we're in a race for $1 million. $1 million or having a headache one day. Because I guarantee, we finna go to the next leg and his headache going to be gone. And it's like, we almost lost.
Look, baby, it was one day.
And that's the issue. We almost lost $1 million because you was in pain for one day. You better rock through it.
Well, thankfully, he has a good partner like Shane that's not going to trash him for being sick and something he can't control. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So me personally, if Juan would have been my partner, I wouldn't have said anything. But in the back of my mind and in the diary room,
he would have said something.
So I can't say I wouldn't have said something, because I do believe I probably would have made comments. But for the most part, I would have attempted to not say anything. But in the diary room at the end of the race, or to myself, I'd have been like, I need him to stop. I need him to not care, actually. I need him to not give a fuck that his head hurts right now. Forget that your head. Stop talking about it, actually. But hey, that's just me. If it was me, you wouldn't have heard it.
Because you suffer in silence, I gotta suffer in silence.
How is it helping?
It's helping me.
Okay, so maybe it's helping Juan. Because I don't feel like it was helping Juan. I feel like it was making him even more in pain. And I feel like if that's the case, you could have just shut up, baby. So, boom. Group two.
Evil. Late. You're evil.
I'm not comments. Chat. Am I evil? Am I evil for this, or am I just trying to win $1 million? I don't know. Maybe I am. But this is why I said me and Lee, we can't play anyways. Because I know me. I know I'm not going to give. Like, you need to get your shit together. If you know,
I will say, I think truly, like, I would definitely try to focus as much as possible. But I could definitely understand, like, it weighing him down.
Group two. Vinny and Amber and Leticia and Rod are leaving in group two. We saw Vinny and Amber. They have a diary room. They said last leg, we was working together with other teams. This leg, we're going to work on our own and see how they were going to do. And my first thought was, you sure you're going to work on your own? And it's no shade.
You see the placements. Angie and Danny wasn't helping this round. And
Leticia and Rod was helping them last round, too. Last round, they worked with Angie and Danny and Leticia and Rod. And they got second.
No shade. It's no shade. This is no shade. And it ain't even no shade. Honestly, that would be a really big thing for me, because I feel like that's a constant I feel like we're seeing. And I've seen throughout watching my binge, like, if you rely on other people for the challenges, for the navigation, there's going to be a time where you're just going to go out because you don't really know how to do it yourself. Like, mm-hmm. I've seen that. Like, I've seen teams get always the final, kind of just ride other people's coattails, and they get to that final and flop because no one's helping each other anymore. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, really got to lock in. You really got to lock in. I feel like I would want. As I say, I would want as much help as possible. But it's like, you really gotta be confident you can do it yourself too. Because I feel like that was Amber and Vinny's big downfall this round, was the navigation. I was like, what's happening?
And was it Amber and Vinny's downfall? And we're gonna get into that. And it's not even no shade. It's not even
no shade. They are a team. There's no I in team.
And you know, shout out to that. Even in the relationship, in the game, shout out to that. Me personally. If we were on the race, there would be an I in team, because if you fucking up, that's you. If we lose, I'm gonna be like, Lee, why did you just lose us?
What?
That's what I'm gonna say. I am, and I mean it.
No, so, I'd be like, Carol, we lost $1 million.
And I'll be like, you know what? I'll take it. Sure. So group three, Team Walla Walla, Sunny and Busy, and Yvonne and Melissa are leaving. Walla Walla also said they want to run their own race too, and clearly. They're the ones who have the biggest advantage of running their own race.
Because right.
Look what the fuck happened when we was running our own race. I think Leticia and Rod are good on their own. I think Andrew and Danny are good on their own. I think Amber and Vinny can be good on their own, too. I just think they were definitely getting some help with the navigation, and that's their main issue. And without that, I think they could easily slip and fall out of this race without that navigation, system. They really need to get on that now, because you need that. You need that. And this is a self-driving, this is a self-driving season because it's COVID. So they're probably going to be self-driving damn near every other leg after they self-drive this leg, the last leg. They're going to probably self-drive a lot. So it's like, if you can't navigate, and you driving yourself.
And I feel like that's been a lot of teams' issue throughout this season, navigation issues.
Yeah, we saw it today with Sonny and Vizzy. Sonny and Vizzy been lost all season. I would leave. If we're lost all season, I would like actually quit. I can't be lost every day. We can't keep
doing it. Every country.
We would be yelling. Y'all, do you know, me and Lee would be yelling at each other. If we were lost every country, I would be like, Lee, we can't be keep getting lost. We can't keep getting lost. We can't. I can't do it anymore. It can't be every
day. Well, you take the Mac. You take the Mac then.
If I have Mac and drive, you drive then. Then you drive.
You don't know who said you want to drive.
Here you go yelling.
So now I'm the problem. You know what?
Let's just pull over. Let's just pull up. We need to ask for directions. And you know what? I will say, I don't think we would have been getting lost because it's no shade. Sonny and Busy ain't asked for directions until the end of the final day.
Like I said in a previous podcast, we're not leaving the area until I have directions.
Why the fuck are we driving? We don't know where we're going. I would never do that. Even that, the GPS has to be on before I start my car.
Literally. I'm not going anywhere. I don't know where I'm going.
Period. It could be down the street. Shit, I could go. It could be down.
That's why I do live for Busy and Sonny because they was lost, but they didn't get frustrated with each other. It gave very much, we're just frustrated at the situation. Yeah. Because they both know they wouldn't do it to get nowhere. I'm like, a lot of teams, neither one of them helping the situation. And they start arguing with each other. And it's like, why y'all arguing?
If we argue, we moving. If the argument is, let's pull over then, I'm going to pull over and I'm still going to argue. Okay, then let's pull over then. We're going to get it done. It's not. So we started this episode off with a roadblock. The roadblock, Lee, was, who wants to make sparks fly? And they know that they're going to be welding something.
I could do it.
Lee was like, he could do it.
Straightforward ones, like me and Pharaoh, our team dynamic is, I would take the straightforward ones. He would take the puzzles and memory, shit like that. So I could do this. Girl, you just, you know, I've built shit before, okay? Mm-hmm. I can be a handyman when I need to be a handyman. It didn't seem that hard. And I'm really good at, I'm a visual learner.
If I see there's literally an example right for you.
So boom.
This was mostly simple. I just think like if you got it wrong, you just had to keep trial and erroring because we saw people like.
It's all about, I feel like how early you got there. And a lot of it was because of the navigation. So as long as the navigation was T, girl.
Because first, Ricky and Cesar, group one got there first. So Juana, Shane, and Ricky and Cesar, but they didn't get it on their first tries. They got it on like their second or third try. So by the time they were still trying to do their other tries, the other team started showing up. So there was a point where five teams were all there. Ricky and Cesar, Juan and Shane, Letitia and Rod, Benny and Amber, and Andy and Danny were all there.
Like, girl, we got us a race. I was so excited. Very exciting. I was like, who gonna get it? Who gonna get it? And girl, the placements really was switching up because Amber and Benny got a part of that first. I said... Yeah.
Because Vinny, you know what I said? And I said this episode 2 or whenever they had to collect the beans from the beanstalk, the cocoa beans. I remember Vinny zoomed past that and it hopped them up to top 2, I think, that round. And I remember saying, if Vinny does a roadblock, it really could just carry them through that leg. And I don't know how Amber would have did, but no shade. They ended up struggling a little bit towards this end of this leg. And if Amber would have struggled on this roadblock, they could have been bottom team instead of Juan and Shane. And it's like, I don't know. Vinny doing the roadblock, I think, very much so helped because they were out of there first, like you said. Meanwhile, Sonny and Busy and Yvonne and Melissa are lost. Oh, and it's weird because it's like, I hate to call it weird, but what we've seen with these two teams specifically is they're lost every leg. They were lost last leg. And it's like, it's weird because the top teams, they leave in groups. And it's like group one and group two never seem to be lost at this stage that they're lost at. And then they be lost trying to look for the car. They be lost looking for the and detour. The
thing is, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at them. I don't see not one map. I don't see no highlighters.
Nothing.
Now asking nobody until it's like literally 2 hours later. They drove all the way down to like some pier. But they were probably looking for a plaza.
Because it said Plaza de la Puerta. What does Puerta mean? Because they were basically saying Puerta means port. So we're looking for a port. Puerta means door, baby. I just Googled it. So they they were looking for Plaza de la Puerta. And so they were thinking it's on the port.
Oh, no. But they know Googled English translation of Puerto is Port Harbor.
So it can be port or something. It can mean multiple different things, but it's basically what you're saying.
Basic, I guess.
Oh Lord.
And that's what Puerto Spanish meaning it said Port Harbor, English translation of Puerto.
And that's
Puerto Rico is Port Harbor Rico?
Okay. Why my roommate just texted me? It can mean port too. Either way, they were wrong.
Thank you.
It didn't mean port this time. So the whole time they were wrong. They were thinking very strategically, I guess, because y'all are looking for a plaza at the end of the day. And you're on the port looking for the plaza. So I guess they were thinking, okay, Plaza de la Puerta.
No, I already thought about the plaza at a port.
It never made sense. You was going to find the plaza on the boat? Where was you going to find the boat? And then there's a scene of them looking. I think, I don't know which one it is, because they, to me, I can't tell them why. It's no shame. But no,
they do give twins. It's no shame.
They're looking. One of them is like standing, looking at the water, and they're just like,
but what's funny is that, especially too, when they both drive in the car, one is in the front driver and the other's in the back. Also, the map is down looking. It's like, girl, read the map.
Anyway, it's like,
at some point, are y'all just guessing?
just driving in a whole different
country. Literally just driving.
And then, you know what's crazy, Lee? We could be in America. We need that map up. These niggas is in Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Girl, y'all got something else going on. I don't know.
I'm asking people. Locals are your friends. And so, like, literally, even if
they can be my friend.
And I get in a car and I'm like, I don't know where I'm going, I get lost immediately. We need to stop. As soon as I don't know where I'm at, we need to stop.
Plaza de la Puerta. Because I'm thinking, like, what made you think? I don't know. I'm, like, really thinking about it.
It was the Puerto.
But it's like, aren't you thinking too literally?
This is the same team that was like, what was it?
Oh, my God. With the wall.
Yes.
The world is yours. But only if you see through me. It's very much given. Do you think we just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist.
Like, Busy and Sunny is definitely the experience they have. They live their best life.
In the context. So anyways. At the roadblock, we see that it's time for a shift. Because like you said, Vinny ate it up. Vinny specifically ate that shit up. He got it on his first attempt. So they were out of there very early. They have to drive to Ciudad Veda or whatever. Then Rod gets it on his first attempt. So Vinny and Amber are leaving first. Rod and Letitia are leaving second. It's like, say sorry.
Ricky, Juan and Shane.
Juan and who?
The first group. I said, hold on, we got a race.
Now we have a race. And then we quickly found out we really didn't, but we'll get there. Because we thought we had a race. I guess they were racing for Juan and Shane's place because Juan and Shane. But so after this, Cesar and Ricky get it, Juan and Shane get it. They're leaving third and fourth. So they had lost their lead. And now it's kind of like we actually are genuinely racing to try to see who can potentially get first place. And it's not until they finish that Melissa and Yvonne and Busy and Sunny finally arrive at the roadblock. And they're trying to get it done as well.
And it's this could have been all of them there at once if they just knew where they were going.
If they knew where they were going. Because Danny and Angie, like we said, got there a while ago. But what's good is Sunny and Busy were last to get there, but they still got out there before Melissa and Yvonne. They're always eating. Yeah. Fuck up.
Busy and Sunny be eating challenges, man. Like, if they had their navigation on 10,
they would be a top team.
Number one.
They would be a top team for real. Their navigation is, it's not even that their navigation is like average, it's bad.
It's terrible.
It's very bad. So then they're making it this far,
their way out of it.
it's simply on challenges. Like, they've only made it this far, purely challenges. It's kind of crazy. actually. Like, it's like they're damn near winning out. Well, not out. But that's what it is. Like, they're just completing the challenges so fast because they zoomed past Melissa and Yvonne. Here, but eventually all the teams get done. It's kind of like a race for first place to see who can get to the detour first. And then when we start seeing them get to the detour, I'm like, hold the fuck up, because why is Ricky and Sace are here second? What happened?
And like, they didn't explain that at all. Especially Ricky got there second. Letitia and Rod ended up showing up fifth, and they left second. Wasn't it like second they had left?
Yep. It's yep, like, girl, they left second. They
Andy and Danny showed up third.
Andy and Danny, Vinny and Amber were able to get there first, even though they were like, whew, because they were on the way there. Vinny was trying to get directions from Amber. Amber was getting very annoyed because he was like taking the map from her. He was like trying to ask people. He was like, well, I'm the one who speaks Spanish, so it's going to be easier for me to get the directions. And she's like, I don't understand why I can't just do the directions. He was like, because you can't do the directions. And she's like, but I don't get it. Why? And he was like, but you literally just can't
do the directions. And it's no shame. We've seen the previous episode. She
genuinely just can't do the directions. And it's not even no shame.
But my thing is, I don't.
It might be safe.
I don't get it, because at the same time, like, you're saying, why can't I just do it? Okay, well, you still have the map. Do it.
Do it.
Like, you can still do it. But the
you do is, it then. I don't know.
I feel like it gives very much like, damn, I know I can't, but you ain't gotta say it. Like,
you ain't gotta say it.
You ain't have to say all of that.
I'm wondering,
that's the TV. Millions of people that's watching us. Like, why are you so loud? What you want me to be so messy for?
That's like, what it is. I'm wondering, like, because I was wondering, like, what's your objective here? Like, are you just really, really wanting to do the direction? Like, the goal needs to be to get to where we're going. So, is it that you just feel like you can get to where we're going better? Maybe she just genuinely thinks she can do it better, because later on.
There's no way she thinks that she.
But well, later on.
Yeah. I really don't. Their dynamic is very, very interesting. I love it because, like I said, it kind of gives me older school Amazing Race, like the dysfunction within the teams, like them arguing. It is kind of interesting to see them argue and still be good enough to kind of last throughout, because we're going to probably keep seeing this dynamic. But like, child, I don't get it. I just don't get it, because a lot of the arguments this episode could have easily been avoided.
Very, it damn near came out. I don't get it. But anyways, we're at the detour. They get there first. It's either, girl, you either got a drum or you got a sing. So you have to complete this correct drum sequence, or you have to learn lyrics to a song and sing it. My first thought, I was like, Lee, I mean, I think we can sing. I know a little Spanish. And Lee was like,
It's not given that. I don't think I would have been able to learn a song in Spanish. The only Spanish song I know is Feliz Navidad, bitch. Like,
you lying.
Feliz Navidad.
Well,
you know, Feliz Navidad.
But it could have been like that. It wasn't
like that.
It wasn't. And it's good because I feel like I remember what was their name? Who was it? Was it Luis or was it Todd and Ashley? It was Todd and Ashley. When Todd and Ashley were on, they mentioned you can't be doing rock, paper, scissors and stuff for the detours. Y'all need to do what's to someone's strength or weakness or whatever. And I don't have a strength in singing or in Spanish. I just thought that that would be one that's easier for me. And Lee just basically was like, I don't think I can sing. So it's like, in this case, I was like, okay, we can do drumming, because I don't feel negative about drumming. And Lee doesn't feel negative about drumming. Lee does feel negative about singing. So I was like, for us, I feel like in this conversation, we would have quickly just decided to just do drumming. I'd be like, okay, it's fine, because I'm definitely not 10 out of 10 on singing. I'm not eating that up. Exactly. That was just my thought. But after he explained that, we would have did the drumming, and that would have been a great decision. Thank God.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing, like, there's only a few times I feel like I would feel confident enough to speak up and be like, I can't do that, and this is definitely it. Good. Because I don't think I would have been able to do that singing.
Good. That's really good. Because me, I could put on a performance. I could put on a show. It's nothing.
And yeah, I think I had to do that. It was mainly the singing.
Mm-hmm. And I had to do it, because we'll get there. So, boom. They the other team start getting there. Cesar and Ricky end up showing up second, and they all start deciding what they're going to do. Cesar and Ricky decided to do the choir. And they were there right after Amber and Vinny, who were doing the drum.
And I was like, but Cesar Ricky got it.
But they're finna eat it up. Because Cesar speaks Spanish. Ricky sings. It's right there in front of their face.
They ate that.
This right there.
Well, this is like one of those things where like the choir is definitely the easiest one if you know Spanish.
Exactly. It's like if this is something to your strength, then you got it's easy. And then it's kind of like the last one where it was like the throw the rope. If you're really good at that, you're probably gonna skip all the fucking teams. Yeah. But otherwise, you have to do the one that kind of takes a little more time. But they were good at it. They were good enough at it to literally get done with their detour first. Easily back in first place. They were only losing their lead for a few seconds, bitch. It was nothing for them, and they were back in first. And it's kind of like, damn, this was another, like, it was easy. Like, I'm not saying that the task was just easy, like we wouldn't have been able to do it, but I feel like it wasn't a generally difficult task. Yeah, none of these are. Like, and it's like, that's still the
issue. I remember, like, when I think hard, I immediately think like when they freaking sent them. And it's literally Derek in them season where they had to swim in that cold ass lake, memorize shit at the bottom
of it,
and then complete a puzzle.
Yep.
And then if you got it wrong, you have to go through that lake again. Like, yeah. It's like
that was top four.
Like, I don't see many, like, I feel like too many, like, time consuming and grueling. And or like you mentioned last episode with those. Tulips, so the tulip ball.
And that was early,
like,
last season.
Like, we're not really getting it. Like, they literally just had to. They had like this. Even had to mold two metal pieces together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like what? Like last season, they had to build a literal dinosaur in a cave. They had to drive into a cave and build a big ass 30 fucking 40 piece dinosaur underneath the cave. Like, I don't know. I just feel like. That or weld something together. It's like, that's just more time consuming. Even if it isn't more difficult, it's more time consuming. Or even like, I remember on Derek and Claire's season, around this time in the race, around these many people, they had to like, it was a roadblock. And one of them had to carry these big ass metal or glass panels with like different images. And they had to slide the images in order until they fit, and they were all drenched in sweat because it was hot and the panels were big, and they were all trying to slide those panels in and out to match the correct image. And it's like, it's not complex. It's a simple challenge. You just have to slide the panels, but it was time consuming. They're big as fuck and it was hot, so they were sweating. It just was just more difficult. Like, all they had to do was get up on the stage and sing and dance. And that was it. And you know, they got first. And it's like, shout out to them. But it's also like, damn, I want to see y'all play some real amazing race, bitch. You know, I want to see some real shit. Period. Meanwhile, the drums, and then the drums were very easy because a part of me was like, maybe they'll grade them difficultly, but they didn't even grade them that hard. Like, all you had to do was learn your pattern a little bit. I had to learn my pattern. There was two different patterns, and play. And that was it. Very simple. ABC ass shit. Amber and Vinny were struggling a little bit. Well, no shade. Amber was struggling. Because Vinny had got his down. Amber felt like she couldn't actually get hers done. And they could have been done a little earlier, but they had to do another attempt because she was like stressed. She was like, I just can't get it. I can't think of the rhythm while he's going. I'm having a bad day. Like, it was a lot for her. She was having a bad, very bad day this day. I don't know what was going on. Like, I'm thinking maybe she has a migraine like Juan. Like, I don't know. She like she was basically just like, I can't do it. And it's like, you just got to beat the drum a little bit, no, baby? But that's her. Like a drum. Angie and Danny ended up finishing the drums before them, though. And they're headed to the pit stop, and so is Cesar and Ricky. And we see Cesar and Ricky get first place, and Angie and Danny get second. They try to make it seem close. It was like around 3 to 5 minutes because they were at the mat together. But
seeing them at the mat together, I was like, oh, okay, oh, okay.
It's like they were there.
It's like, you'll see in the beginning of the episode, Angie and Daniel leave a task like fifth, and then they'll get to the next one like second. And then it's like their navigation really be on point. Like, it's like they just disappear to the next round. Like,
literally. And pop right up. I don't know. Danny be killing it because Angie will do the driving and Danny's literally telling her where to go. He's probably great communicating as well, I could imagine. Because it's like a part of navigating is the driver has to be able to understand what you're saying. Like, you saying go left, win, bitch, you know? So I'm pretty sure he's really good at communicating and she's probably good at listening to him. Oh, probably great team dynamics. I wish we could see a little bit more.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to see him eat up the navigation because, like, that's a good strong suit for them.
Yeah, it's really insane. So Vinny and Angie finally get done with their their puzzle, and they're done third, or they're drumming. They're done third, and then Juan and Shane are done, and Rod and Letitia are done right after them. So all three of these teams are about to head to the pit stop, but then we see Vinny and Amber, like, running to find their car. And Vinny's like, all right, come on, it's over here. And Amber was like, where are you going? It's this way. This is, we definitely went straight up this way.
And he was like, Amber, can we not do this?
And she was like, Vinny, it's over here. It's all I remember. It was over here, though.
We did not.
We went straight. We went down this way. This is where
we went. He gave me it. He was like, okay, let's go. Okay.
He literally said, if you want to run the wrong way, let's go. Let's run the wrong way.
And I want to fuck with her. I'm like, no, this is time she's right. No, I bet you this time she's right. And he going to feel stupid as fuck because she know. Because, like, she was so confident. She had to have been right. I'm like, okay.
Why are you preventing us from walking over here? And then
funny is that he did not believe her at one point. He's like, Amber, like the tone Amber, of his voice.
Please, Amber. He was saying, please. Like, Amber, like, please.
They start going the wrong way.
Babe, please.
They start going the wrong way. And she's immediately like, I mean, is it
where is the car?
And he was like, baby, it's over there.
We didn't park over here, and it's crazy because they showed us the street of where they parked, and they were literally on the street of where they parked, where Vinny was trying to go, and she was like basically
they passed the exact same time. It's so sad. But I was saying maybe their relationship works because of that, because he's like the aggression comes out a little bit, but he is very patient.
Because it could not.
Like, I wouldn't have even ran over there. She would have ran back, and I would have continued running to the car.
You heard me mad at Juan.
Come back when you figure it out, baby. Come back when you figure it out.
You heard me mad at Juan for having a headache. Amber, I could never be Amber's partner. Amber would be on the ground crying with me as a partner. And I don't even think I'm that mean. I don't think I'm that. I think I'm pretty patient. I'm not going to lie. I'm a pretty patient person. Mm-hmm. But honestly, girl, you got me fucked up. If you think you finna argue with me all, you can't argue with me all race and be wrong every fucking time. She wasn't right once. Shut up. I'm sorry, but literally be quiet. You were wrong every damn time with the navigation, where to go, who to do it, who to go, where to walk for the car, where's the car at. And then I was literally, and then I gave in and I was like, okay, let's listen to you. And I, knowing you were wrong, and you walked all the way over there and you were confused. Why are you confused?
That's the thing. Girl. Maybe you're looking at it differently because I think that's why I did. Like, I feel like you could easily treat me like that or like your mama or your sister because you're related to them. This is his like future wife that he is still trying to court and marry one day. He don't want to be like, shut up, because clearly Amber is not going to take that. And I feel like Amber would be like, who are you talking to? Don't talk to me like that.
She didn't even walk.
I really understand Amber because I feel like emotionally I'm here with her because it definitely would have gave. Now we're not going anywhere.
Yeah. In reality, I would probably be able to understand what can help her and what can't. So I probably wouldn't actually talk to her crazy like that. I would probably talk to her in a manipulative way to manipulate her to doing what I want. Because I feel like that's kind of what you have to do with Amber. And I think Vinny can get fucked up being not passive, but I think he also has emotions. And he's also getting frustrated and he's also upset. So it's hard for him to like stay concentrated on, you know, appealing to what she needs to hear at the time while also trying to be in a rush. But it's like, he kind of has to probably just manipulate her. He probably just has to be like, okay, I think it could be over there where you're saying, let's try my place first because we're closer, and then let's see. So then they would have tried their place first, people would have gotten in the car, and they would have left. You were wrong, thank you. But it's like, he was so frustrated, he was annoyed, it was a lot all day. So I think you kind of just have to trick her. That's what I would do. I'd be like, okay.
Oh my God, it sounds so evil when you say trick.
You do, though, because you're in a, like, or at least that's what I would do if I, like, I don't think he wants to
but
do
that. But that's why you should, that's the thing, and that's why, like, the Amazing Race, the teams who are good are the teams that work best with each other. Like, yeah. And that's the thing, it's like, they're not naturally working well with each other. Like, honestly, if some of the other teams weren't just so bad, they probably would have been out because I do think they make a lot of mistakes and it's not going to work in this end game. Like teams like this, they usually, once we start getting lower and lower in teams, they go home because you're not even focused on the race. You're more so bickering,
trying to learn how to communicate to each other and learn how to agree.
And a lot of these earlier seasons where more teams were doing it, it would be different because a lot of other teams are having the same issues. In this new era, especially compared to the old seasons I've watched, everybody named Mama is focused. Yeah. Like, if you're bickering, you're the odd man out because, you know, and I remember, like, it always comes to a head. Like, we started with Annalie and her dad last season. They bickered a lot, but they still got through it. But it came to a point where it's like, those things get in the way. It really does. If you're not just focused on the race.
Yeah. And what's annoying is, well, not annoying, but what's, I feel like it's going to fuck them up is they don't seem like they're learning. It seems like they're going backwards. It seems like it's worse and worse every fucking episode.
Yeah,
it's like,
it has grown worse.
I don't know what y'all need to agree on, but y'all need to have an agreement that if we disagree two times, the third time, rock, paper, scissors, or something. Something. It needs to be something to everyone. Because even Vinny and Amber, as soon if it was she disagreed on the direction, he disagreed on the direction, and they were like, okay, rock, paper, scissors real quick, they would have went to Amber's wrong place way faster than them sitting there arguing and her refusing to walk up the hill and him trying to get her to walk up the hill and them bicker. They need to come up with something more efficient on it. Or like, last time we did yours, this time we do mine. Something to where they can quickly decide rather than take so long and doing nothing, literally. So anyways, the three teams that were done are all headed to the pit stop. And Melissa and Yvonne and Sunny and Busy are just now finishing their detours. They were doing the singing one, which was harder. I was like, this is a lot. But they end up finishing, and then we see everyone kind of get to the pit stop, and Sunny and Busy are the last to arrive, and Juan and Shane are second to last. And I'm like, damn, y'all
was shook. I was shook. Like, and they're going to be starting off this next round last, so that's going to be really, really interesting.
I do think, like, they've shown to be a little bit better at the challenges than Melissa and Yvonne, so since they'll probably be leaving... Yeah, so and navigation. So if they'll probably be leaving around them, I can see them. I don't expect them to go. I can see Vinny and Amber even ending up falling out because they're bottom three. If Melissa and Yvonne and Juan and Shane can get above you, y'all could go. But it just seems like to me, maybe Melissa and Yvonne will be out, and then our top five will be these five teams, which I do think will be the pretty much the strongest five teams. They've been in the head of the pack more than Melissa and Yvonne, Busy and Sonny. So it'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting. This is a good little final group. I'm kind of sick of Cesar and Ricky just winning everything because if they just end up winning the season, I'm going to be like, well,
but you never
y'all could have told me that leg won.
But I say you never really know. Not leg really one, know. They could win every single leg and then lose the final leg.
Exactly.
Not win one leg at all, but at the back of the pack the entire time and then they win that last leg. So you really do not know.
Do y'all know the record for most legs won? Because Cesar and Ricky just won, what, their fourth or fifth leg. Yeah. So it's like, I'm wondering, like, what is the most legs won in a season? Because they're up there. And I think this is, oh, no, I don't know. But they're up there. They done won.
Tom and Tyler are tied with Mark and Roel Wilson and Rachel and Dave. Mm-hmm. I know Rachel and Dave. For the most legs won in a single race with eight.
Eight. So they would need to win three more, I believe, and they would be tied for first. Eight is crazy. Isn't there only like 10 legs a season? Goddamn. That's insane. Yeah. But Ricky and Cesar are maybe on the position. Yeah, so maybe if they can win three or four more, they can literally tie as well.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. They're eating it up real bad. Child, that's that. We will be back next week to discuss the next episode of The Amazing Race. We're also covering Survivor every Wednesday, and we're also covering Big Brother Canada.
And
the challenge. I thought Tyler Oakley was on the race, wasn't he?
He is, but Oh, no, that's just Amazing Race Australia. I'm sorry.
But thank you for keeping it real with the kingdom, and we out, boo.
Wow.